Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. This program brought to you by SACL CAI. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, wherein you get to create the content of the site. So as you're surfing around the Internet and you find a news story or a blog post or a YouTube video or something like that that you think is interesting that you want to share with our other listeners, you can submit it as show prep to the website. Other listeners will then see it in the upcoming stories queue. They'll vote as to how they feel as to whether or not you like or they like or dislike your suggestion. You also get to vote on others' suggestions. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. At freetalklive.com. We opened the show out last hour with an outrageous story about government bureaucrats here in New Hampshire stealing a newborn from a mother and a father that were still in the hospital on the most ludicrous of pretenses because dad has some guns, apparently. And we wanted to get your stories. I mean, what have your experiences been? You're welcome to tell us those. We're actually going to get back to one of them here in a moment. Another question would be, do you think it's okay to steal children from people because dad is a gun nut? 1-800-259-9231. We've had David on now for a couple of two or three segments. And
this is his third.
It's been a persuasive, very interesting story to somebody like me who is
what he's dealing with here.
It's horrible.
If you have a child and a Y chromosome, you're screwed.
Well, now you brought that up last hour, and I didn't call you on it. I understand that you're right that the system favors women, no doubt about it. But in this case, the system is that if whoever the parent is files an ex parte motion,
it's the parent that has the child.
I'm sorry, thank you.
And which parent is likely to have the child at most of the time?
I don't know. It would all depend on the circumstances, but because they just split up, right? So whoever has the children and files this motion then gets 2 to 3 months where they pretty much have total control over how the other parent gets to see the kids. And David's been telling us about this Orwellian, this institutional
Kafka-esque, I think,
center where you bring your kids. You don't ever see the other parent. They have these overseers that are keeping an eye on things. You can't leave. You can't take the kids to another place. You're just in this nondescript room with some kiddie toys. And we had just left off David's story where I thought it was the one-year-old, but David, you said that the three-year-old was running around in a diaper after having – was it just changed?
Yeah, I don't remember the order, but yeah, he was basically he had just, being a happy kid, he was just running around having fun, and he had stripped his shirt off, and he pulled his pants off, and he's running around in his diaper having a good time.
And the overseer gets on your case because she's uncomfortable? I mean, it seems like that's what the issue is. She jumped on your case because she wanted you to put the clothes back on?
Yeah, she said to me, you should put your son's clothes back on. And I snapped at her. I said, lady, don't tell me how to parent my children. Because I had been through that same kind of thing with a monitor on a previous occasion. And I went to the monitor's supervisor, and the supervisor said that, yes, I'm correct. They're not supposed to talk to you in a way that would be telling you how to parent your children. Hmm. And so I snapped at this woman. I said, lady, don't tell me how to parent my children. And I turned right back around to my children and carried on with the visit. And then at the end of this visit, was 1 hour visit. At the end of the visit, the lady, she said something else to me that pertained to, how to parent my children. And I said, look, lady, I already told you, don't tell me how to parent my children. Now, don't say another word to me. Go get your supervisor immediately. And that was the end of the visit. They were shuttling my kids out of the room. And the visit ended, and just out of coincidence, I had a previously scheduled formal closed-door sit-down meeting scheduled with that monitor supervisor and the supervisor's supervisor immediately after this visit to deal with my complaint process. So we had that visit, and nothing at all was mentioned about anything about the visit that had just ended. We discussed things that had to do with prior visits.
And what could you do anyway? So you can complain, but are you able to decide, okay, I don't want to do this here anymore? No, it doesn't sound like you're in control of any of these circumstances.
Yeah, I'm not in control of anything. If I were hindsight being 2020, like they say, I could have done things differently if I had to go through this again. But we don't have that luxury of hindsight in most cases. It occurred to me that probably all things considered, it might possibly have been the best thing had I refused to visit my children in that supervised visitation, so that they never would have had a chance to, you know, to do anything. However, then some, you know, then they could throw at you, well, you abandoned your children because mm-hmm. you refused to do the paid supervised visitation.
So now when you said that, you mentioned earlier in the last hour, you said the last time you saw your children, when was that?
That was July 3rd of 2007.
What happened? Why was that the last time?
Well, it's long and convoluted, but the answer
Try to sum
that,
it up.
Yeah, pardon?
Try to sum it up as best you can.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, the answer to that starts with what happened in this visit. Anyway, so like I said, that visit ended just exactly how I had told you from my point of view. And then our first hearing in front of, this is a Judge Angela Jewell in the Second Judicial District Court Family Division in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The very first hearing in front of her, I walk into the hearing room, sit down at my table, and I'm all happy because finally my rights are going to be protected.
Right, it's your day in court, the best legal system in the world.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm all happy, and the judge walks in, sits down, and the very first thing she says is she pulls out this letter here that I'm shaking. And she says, I have a letter here from the neutral corner. And she goes on to say some brief things about it and has copies handed to both of us. I read mine and I feel that feeling like people say, like you're in a bad movie. That's how it felt. What this letter said, and I'm happy to, it's one page single space. I'm happy to read the entire thing or send it to anybody. But I'll cut to the chase. It says all kinds of things that make me look crazy, but the most egregious thing on there, let me find the quote, and I'll read it as a quote, just a couple sentences.
Sure, and this was them basing their opinions about you off of the few hours that you had spent with your kids in their little center, their institutional center.
Right. Yeah, I'd had a history with them of about, I don't know if it was 5 or 6 weeks, you know, once or twice a week for 5 or 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
You know, in and out of there. Half of it was doing exchanges.
So what was the most outrageous thing that they would suggest?
Well, I'm going to read you one little teaser just for a laugh, and then I'll get to the serious part. I had brought my little kids and I, part of our routine at home, you know, I'm staying at home being mom, is I would play music that I would that I like, which was actually that I taped it off of NPR out here on the college station. You know, they have actually it was Native American music, the ones that she's referring to here. It says Mr. Olson then put some music on that the monitor reported sounded like words were being played backwards.
Oh dear God!
What does that mean? So to all your Native American listeners, you know, hey guys, your music sounds like it's being played backwards, and it has caused me to not see my children for 3 years.
You're right. I feel bad laughing at that, but you're right. It was ludicrously hilarious.
Yeah. Well, this letter is full of things like that, and that's one of the things that I don't understand because. Okay, let's say someone just made a straightforward, serious allegation, you know, like Mr. Olson did this, this, and this. But that's not the
Mr. Olson is a Satanist and is playing backwards masked music here at the center. And what? Now, you said there's something that's even more absurd?
Yeah, well, here it goes.
I'll tell you what, we'll get to that in a moment here. More with David and his story at 800-259-9231. As to how it was that the case was built against him to steal his children from him. 1-800-259-9231. Can you relate? Or maybe you're on the other side. Maybe you've got something that will justify all of these actions against him. Sounds absolutely absurd to me. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, in fact, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back to late 2006. They're all completely free. You can get the last week's worth on the front page and then click into the archive section and go way back. All free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Actually, you can get .anything over there. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website there with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 3,000 templates for you to use and make your website. It's HostGator.com. hostgator.freetalklive.com. If you use our portal, you'll get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
We are talking about the government bureaucrats taking kids from people, and David is with us in Albuquerque. Now, David, we've been digging in deep here to your story, and I found it absolutely fascinating, especially as somebody who doesn't have kids. It's stories like this that made me glad I got a vasectomy at age 23. Nonetheless, there are millions of people out there who have gone through similar circumstances where these heartless government bureaucrats and institutionalized private charity employees have gotten involved in people's lives and just ruin them and make things so difficult on folks and for no reason, and then just make stuff up that is so absolutely ludicrous to justify their aggression and to justify taking children from people. And I certainly want to get to some other people's thoughts and stories here, but I wanted to get to the very end of yours, at least to this point, where you've been telling us about this monitoring center, this neutral ground place, wherein you were forced to go to visit your children while being completely monitored by these ultra suspicious individuals who just made up some of the most ludicrous claims, like that you put on some Native American music. In their report, they write down that you were playing music that sounded like it had backwards lyrics in it. And in an attempt to smear you and to attempt to get you away from these kids. So what was the other biggest issue in that report?
Okay, well, I'm gonna do you the justice of reading it as a direct quote, so it's in their words, and I don't have the opportunity to slant anything.
Okay.
But since I'm going to do that, I want to give you one bit of explanation. This was the date was July 3rd in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which means it was 95 to 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we're in this visitation room, and I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt, and I'm sitting Indian style on the floor at one point and kneeling on my knees at another point and moving around doing the task of changing one kid and then the next one. And at one point in my going from standing up to sitting down initially, I felt my skin binding in an area that you might guess that there might be tender skin that could bind when
yeah.
you're
Yeah,
sometimes that
down.
Happens.
When it's hot out and it's sweaty down
yourself.
There?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so normally it's not a problem when we do things like pick our nose or whatever. We usually
right.
do it when somebody's not looking.
This woman is looking at you constantly, this monitor.
Right, that's their job.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're 20 minutes into this hour, I'm going to sit back up again, but I gotta change these kids' diapers, and I'm not happy anyway, and so I said to myself in my head, you know, screw it. So I reached into my shorts, and I made the proper adjustment, and I pulled my hand
yep.
back out in like 5 seconds, you know, she was sitting to my left and a little behind me, kind of
right.
a slightly quartering view. And I just reached in and I did it and I took my hand out and I went on to changing my kid's diapers.
Totally natural thing for a man to do. Nothing sexual about that. All right, I want to hear the quote. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the quote, and coincidentally, it comes right after the playing backwards. So I'll start with, sounded like the words are being played backwards, comma. At this point, Mr. Olson reached inside his pants and pulled his penis up, and the monitor noticed he had an erection. This is when the monitor asked for my assistance. So.
Is it true?
No, it's not true. I mean, it's true that she wrote this.
That you had an erection, though, at the time.
That's not true.
And wow.
Then, and also, when she says, this is when the monitor asked for my assistance, that's not true either, because the monitor never left my side until the visit was over. So, and remember, theoretically, there are video cameras, three cameras in there.
Right.
So I got nothing to worry about. The cameras, as I stated on the record, anybody can go to the district courthouse downtown Albuquerque and get an audio recording.
It's just absolutely absurd. It's absolutely
yeah.
absurd. I mean, the idea that you would be so you know, such a horny pervert, right? The suggestion here is that you're this sicko, you know, sex-addicted, perverted, child-loving father.
By the way, the statistically least likely person to abuse a child is their father,
that you would
from
be,
a sexual standpoint.
That you would be so just unable to control your desires that you just have to touch your, you know, your hard penis in front of this woman who's sitting there watching you. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous. But this is what led to your kids being essentially you not being able to see your kids anymore.
Yeah, it was one thing. I guess the best way to describe it, at every juncture, at every point where things can go left, right, or center, the judge, it's the judge's fault, because the judge, I mean, this letter would have meant nothing if a judge read it and said, I don't really believe this, you know what I mean?
Right, but, sure. Well, I mean, the man in the robe, or in this case, the woman in the robe, is...
If it had been a man in the robe, by the way, it would have been an entirely different story.
The arbiter, I don't know, Mark. I don't know if that's a true statement.
Come on.
I think you've been making some sexist statements tonight, Mark, and I don't think
what
it's...
What are you talking about? Have you ever been through the...
Look, I'm just telling you, these government bureaucrats generally favor the women, whether they're men or women. The government bureaucrats generally favor women.
In family
women.
Court, they darn sure do favor the
right,
women.
Right, so
that's
you're saying that because
statement?
It's a... No, the sexist statement was that if it was a man in the robe, that it would have gone differently.
He'd understand what it was like to adjust himself.
Maybe.
If a guy makes a claim... Maybe. That's,
maybe
it's,
he
certainly.
Would.
It's a much larger likelihood.
David, I want to thank you for getting into the great detail on it. What must be an uncomfortable story.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Can
quickly.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I can answer your question. If you can hear me all right, I can tell you a story that will...
We don't have time for another story. I mean, if you've got 20, you can do it in 20 seconds. Then
yeah,
can.
Okay, so this judge is Angela Jewell. Her husband is Tommy Jewell. I ran into Tommy Jewell in a work situation months later, and he finally asked me, he said, "So what did they say you did?" And I said to him, I said, "You really want to know?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, they said that she noticed I had an erection when I was changing my baby's diapers. And he goes, this is the husband of the judge. He's also a children's court judge, retired. He goes, "How the hell would she know I had an erection?" That's the judge's husband, who's also a retired children's judge. That's his reaction.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the story and the details. It's just, it's amazing. And as you say, Mark, this is not likely a particularly uncommon experience with couples that have children and are on the outs, and they believe that the best way to handle that situation is to go to the government. And in this case, if you want to control your former partner, if you want to make their life a living hell, then yeah, that's the best thing that you can do, is go to the government.
It certainly does make them make life very difficult once one partner decides, "I'm going to use the family court system to solve my problems."
The toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your story, or you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we're here to take your phone calls, again, about anything. 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got features there. They're free, so enjoy those, like our Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect those on those accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies in the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We started out the show tonight telling you about a case that happened here in New Hampshire just a few days ago in regards to a couple that just had a baby. I believe it was a female, Cheyenne. They named her. That's what they named her. And she was taken from them within 16 hours. By these government bureaucrats who believe they just have the right to come by and take your kids from you. And if you want your kids back, then you've got to fight and hire lawyers and go to court and jump through all these hoops. And they can take your kids on the flimsiest of circumstances, on completely anonymous tips, anonymous complainants. But somebody that doesn't like you down the street, they can make a complaint against you. And these DCF folks will turn your life into a living hell. Let's go with your thoughts. You're welcome to share your stories, or maybe you think that it's okay to take a baby from somebody because they're associated with the Oath Keepers, which everybody's calling a militia. I have no evidence that it actually is, and even if it was a militia, so what? Is it all right to take babies from people and children from people that are, you know, trotting around in the forest with guns and, you know, going through little military exercises or whatever it is they want to do for fun? That's okay to take babies? Can anybody defend these actions? 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Noah is listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Noah. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, thanks for your patience tonight. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I got 2 points. First is, I guess I was listening to the Alex Jones show.
Okay.
And he had interviewed this couple. And they talked about the gun issue. And I guess that they said that the woman had a concealed carry, but because she was pregnant, she couldn't keep it on her person. So she put it in a some sort of a bag. And when they got pulled over, the cop accused the man of it being his gun, and he was taken to court on it. And it didn't stick, but they somehow got a misdemeanor, still claiming it was his gun.
Yeah, well, they do this anytime they darned well feel like it. Mm-hmm. Their system is just rigged as it can be. A friend of mine went to court recently, defended himself successfully on a misdemeanor charge, and the judge dropped it down to a violation. The judge said that the prosecution had failed to prove its case, but went ahead and charged him with a violation himself after the court, after the trial. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a railroad job to me, but my second point is you know, I'm 20, and 10 years ago, my parents going through divorce and whatnot, the most traumatic part is not the actual divorce, but when the courts come into the whole situation, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Government always traumatizes people with all of its rules and its mandates and this one-size-fits-all system that is incredibly inflexible to individual circumstances. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, divorce on its own likely has a set of emotions attached to it.
Sure.
Sometimes can, you know, maybe get a little more
traumatic
difficult
experience
than others.
Yeah.
But to add insult to injury, you then have to deal with these criminals. These government people who believe they own you, and they own your children, and they act like it. Let's continue. Ladies first, Catherine, listening in Shippen, Virginia. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
I think you're listening to WCHV. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi. Yeah, I was telling the other gentleman I was listening to Dave's story, and when I went and got a divorce 14 years ago, I go to my lawyer. First thing they bring up, do I suspect sexual abuse by the father on my children?
So the first
what
thing
the
lawyer
that?
Asked you.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There was no reason for me to suspect that. And why, I don't know. I guess it's just a way to try to get the courts involved even more.
Sure.
And try to screw over dads.
Yeah.
The expression.
I think
absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, you're right. The more the courts involved, the more money they're going to get too, right?
Yep.
Payments from the dad and that sort of thing.
Yep, and we just wanted to, you know, go through as civil a divorce as we could, and they tried to make it into something that it wasn't. It was terrible.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Catherine?
No, I just feel bad for a lot of the dads out there.
It's horrible how people or human beings are being treated because the government system is inhumane, it's inflexible, and it's you know, you're forced to pay for it. So if you don't like it, there's not much you can do about it. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. What can you do about it?
Well, you can file a complaint.
You don't have your kids at that point, and they can take your complaint and they can put it where the sun don't shine. They don't care about your complaints.
Yeah, family
it's their
court
system.
Is a nightmare. It's a real nightmare. I'm sure that there are plenty of stories out there of women who have had terrible times in family court, but I think it's mostly men. In this case, this is mostly about Child Protective Services, which is another issue entirely. I mean,
this is about whatever you want it to be about.
Indeed.
Free Talk Live.
But I'm saying that this issue that we've been talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And these bureaucrats came and took a child from, you know, a couple. From
that was together that, you know, didn't have any kind of issues with each other. That we know of.
There was obviously no history of abuse on this child because, well,
It was 16 hours old.
It was 16 hours old. I mean, they hadn't even had it for very long. So
her father, Jonathan, this from the Pro Libertate blog at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, Will Grigg writing, this is an excerpt. This is a much longer story here if you want to go see it for yourself. It's up, I think, at lourockwell.com, probably the easiest way to get to it. Cheyenne, the girl in question, the newborn,
child,
wasn't even 16 hours old when they came in and stole her from us, reports her father, Jonathan. The head of security at Concord Hospital had a nurse come in while Cheyenne was sleeping who lied to us that they just wanted to take her to the nursery to see the doctor to be discharged. Even though I said no to have the doctor come in the room, they took her anyway. I followed them out to the nursery because I didn't want my daughter out of my sight. As we were walking out, I saw several gentlemen wearing suits with detective badges, and my gut just started wrenching. They rushed her into the nursery and locked her in, Jonathan continued. While I was talking to one of the other nurses, the head of security comes up behind me, grabs my arm, and starts walking me down the hall saying, "You need to keep an open mind. You need to just hear them out." And he just...
These people are stealing your child.
Keep an open mind now.
Keep an open mind.
Remember, it's not kidnapping when we do it. And he just kept repeating himself, ignoring my questions as to who they were. Continue with your thoughts here at... 1-800-259-9231. WGMD listener Chris in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hello?
Chris, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say the easiest thing to do is to blame this gigantic government machine and to bring up conspiracies, when in reality, we have a system in place that has to deal with an enormous and increasing number of people.
Chris, I'm sorry, what was the conspiracy that was brought up? I must have missed that.
That you guys are talking about, you know, these government individuals who are these people who are working somehow behind the scenes to steal people's kids for something.
Oh, no, they do it right out in the open.
You don't think that taking
You're implying that they're doing this for some purpose.
Yeah, there's a purpose.
Tell me the purpose.
Hear me out. Hold on. That's not really my point. My point is...
Well, you've made an accusation.
Well, there's not any...
And you're either going to retract the accusation or you're going to back it up.
Right, I didn't ever suggest...
I don't care what your point is.
I didn't ever suggest there was a conspiracy. These people steal people's children in broad daylight, and the purpose is to increase their government's...
And their purpose,
I'll bring you back, Chris, if you want. Hang on, we'll give you a chance. Make sure you can get your thoughts out. Their purpose is to increase their budget. They're government bureaucrats. This is what they do. 1-800-259-9231. If they have more kids they take... They get bigger budgets. 1-800-259-9231. And they get to wrap themselves in being heroes at the same time. You can take control. Share your thoughts. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
buy the case, or buy the pallet, Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and you can order whatever it is you're looking for. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got dozens of categories, probably a few million items. I mean, there's everything there, it seems like. It's just overwhelming how much stuff they've got. You can go and get your shopping done and feel good because a portion of your purchase is going to go to Free Talk Live. Normally it would just go to Amazon, but they're sending us a chunk because we're sending them the business. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls, I believe Chris is still with us listening to WGMD. Chris had called in to respond to the discussion about these government bureaucrats stealing people's children. And you, before you could really get into what you're saying, you made the allegation that we were positing some sort of conspiracy theory. And I wanted to get it out there that there's nothing conspiratorial going on here at all. It's just the usual business of government bureaucrats to interfere with people's lives and to steal and, in this case, to kidnap. So go ahead with your thoughts, Chris.
Well, the conspiracy theory that I think that you're implying is that, you've admitted already, is that these government bureaucrats are stealing people's kids in order to increase their own budget. Now, I'm not here to defend the government. I know it's a flawed system. Anyone who has to deal with government agencies knows that, you know, these systems aren't perfect. And one of the reasons is they have to deal with tons and tons and tons of people. First of all, let's be frank here. Our civilization, American culture here, is in a period of decline. You can see that when you're driving down the highway. You can see it when you're walking through the mall. You can see it as soon as you walk out your door, people are increasingly rude. People in general.
Increasingly rude? How do you know that people have not been rude all along? Are you getting your information from movies and television?
I live in New Hampshire. People are pretty nice here.
Mayberry? I don't know.
Well, I may be talking about this, the region I live in general.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm approaching 40 years old, and so, you know, let's just talk about driving. Use that as an example. you know, road rage is increasing, and a lot of this has to do with that we're in a period of economic decline. And I think that a decline in courtesy.
What evidence is there that road rage is increasing? Is it just your anecdotal evidence, your personal experiences?
Personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't fault you.
It's valid, but you understand it's not scientific, and
certainly.
I see here in New Hampshire, people are pretty friendly.
The road rage incidents I've seen, where I've had trouble with people.
They're so friendly here. I'm just countering your Kasich studies with my own. People are so friendly on the roads here, and I used to live in Florida, so I do have some comparison that I can make. People are so friendly here, it's almost offensively friendly because, I feel bad when people stop for me and I'm on feet, on my feet. I'm trying to cross the road. Waiting for people.
Do you think that may be because the population is less dense? In the area that you all live in,
possibly. Where do you live?
I guess you would categorize it as it's basically 2 hours from Washington D.C.
Okay.
So you've got a number of large cities. I live outside of a tourist area, so and we get all the tourists from those large cities.
Gotcha. People, maybe tourists are just less likely to be courteous because they don't know anybody. Perhaps that's a factor.
I think it has to do with this. You pack a bunch of people who, because of our economy, pack a bunch of people into a place, and because of our economy, people are more and more transient. So then they have less invested in their neighborhoods. For instance, in this area, who knows their neighbor? You guys are in New Hampshire. You probably, like I said, you have less people living around there. I don't know what the economy is like in New Hampshire, but, in many big cities, who does know their neighbor? And when these sorts of attitudes start to increase, like I say, courtesy and stuff starts to decline.
It's an interesting theory, and I think
can you wrap it into the idea of the decline of Western civilization and why this DCS or HRS or whatever these organizations
stealing kids?
Yeah, why these organizations need to take people's kids?
Well, I think that you've got an increasing amount of rude people involved in both sides of the case. I think you may have a group of people who I don't have kids either, so.
Okay. Well, do you understand that the government has a monopoly on dealing with people? So therefore, these bureaucrats, they don't have to give the level of service, say, a normal company would that has competition out there. So when you're dealing with that kind of monopoly privilege,
it's easy to be rude to those people.
You can be as rude as you want to somebody.
I mean, it's not necessarily justified.
if there is a vortex for rude people, some might claim it's the government.
Well, it'd be easier. I mean, it's easy to be rude back, right, Mark? I mean, that's a common, common result.
Right.
And it's
that's a result of people having to deal with a monopolistic bureaucracy.
And it's difficult to approach people that are working for these these government people. It's difficult to approach them with love in your heart and with forgiveness. And it's not an easy thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I've been doing the police hugging squad, to try to get over the way I feel about these people and how they harm others who do not deserve it in any way. Quick question for you about where you're at in Delaware. There, I know you're listening to WGMD, one of our great FM affiliates. Are you in Sussex County?
No, I'm actually on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for the call tonight, Chris. I certainly appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's certainly possible, some of the things that he was suggesting. Population.
I think you have a difficult time when dealing with the cases that DCS deals with. Are there people that need to have their kids taken away? I would say there are. Is this the best way to handle it? I don't know. It seems like
to just take a kid on in many cases anonymous tips.
Right.
Taking
children. In this case, they took a kid from a person who clearly has never abused the child. It was only 16 hours old, and they were waiting for them when they came to the hospital. They'd been there more than 24 hours. They took a kid on speculation. This is a thought crime. This isn't what America's about. Now, I understand if you're going to wave the flag for the destruction of Western civilization, you can justify anything. You can justify shooting people on the street because, gosh darn it, America's declining.
1-800-259-9231. I wish it would be over. I mean, I wish the decline would just end so we can finally end this experiment. and get back to the idea of having people leave each other alone. Maybe not even get back to it. I don't know if that ever happened. But I'm sorry if I used the wrong terminology there. Still, like, sometimes I had the old me, stuck inside at some point. I don't know if there ever was any great freedom in this country. I mean, there might have been less interference in general by government bureaucrats at some point in our history, but certainly not in my lifetime. 1-800-259-9231.
The evidence is that the government has grown exponentially in the last three decades.
Yeah.
Just an incredible amount that it
really kicked up after it really kicked up after the income tax came about. Although Abraham Lincoln, you could argue that it was a significant expansion of federal power.
Well,
they just didn't
have the feet on the ground in order to enforce it. Yeah. I mean, he threw some reporters in jail or whatever, but.
He was a madman. Let's continue with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Frank, listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I thought I'd give you some perspective on what it's like to be the kidnapped kid.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I grew up my teenage years in high-risk foster care, and I wasn't kidnapped. I was more given away. It was my own fault. Did some bad things of a sexual nature when I was a kid, and my mom went to get me therapy, but she wanted to put me in foster care to get me away from my sister.
Bad things meaning you were experimenting, consensually?
Yeah,
or...
kind of, I'll show you mine if you show me yours type
of thing. I wouldn't say that's particularly bad. That's kind of just nature and what kids do. I would say bad would be holding your sister down and, molesting her or something like that.
Well, in Washington, doing that actually results in a child molestation charge, apparently.
For the child?
And it results in that because basically my mom wanted to put me in foster care to get me away from my sister, and foster care said, well, we can't take him unless you press charges.
Oh, jeez.
And so as a result, I had to register as a sex offender.
Let me see if I've got this straight. Your mother wanted to get rid of you into the foster care system. She had to press charges against you. How old were you at that time?
The incident happened when I was 12, and I was 13 when I went to court.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, being in foster care for so long gave me kind of a perspective, and hopefully
talk about that if you can. Hang on, we'll come back after the news. Talk about foster care. What is it like to be in the clutches of the government system as a young person? 800-259-9231. Share your thoughts on these issues or anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is next. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.